And Malcolm Turnbull appears to have ruled out former Prime Minister Tony Abbott returning to the coalition front bench. The PM is facing internal Liberal Party pressure to give his predecessor a front bench role after the election, if indeed they win it. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has added to the speculation, saying people within the party would push for Mr. Abbott to rejoin the front bench. But speaking at a press conference today, Mr. Turnbull appears to have rejected the idea. Let's go to Michael Packey, our federal political editor, who joins us on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
He appears to have ruled this out, Malcolm Turnbull, but not entirely.
Look, Malcolm Turnbull was asked twice about this prospect of promoting Tony Abbott to the front bench, and essentially doesn't seem that it's going to happen. Well, in a hurry anyway, it's not going to happen. Turnbull says that the team that he's taking to this election is the team that will govern if they do win on July the 2nd. There could be some sort of other role for Tony Abbott in the offing if the Turnbull government does win the election. But it does seem that in terms of a senior ministerial team, that's unlikely to be afforded to Tony Abbott. It is understood that some people within the coalition believe that he would make a good defence minister, but I can't see Malcolm Turnbull demoting Maurice Payne from that role to give it to Tony Abbott.
So, I've been of the understanding that Indigenous affairs might be something that the Prime Minister would be interested in. We know how passionate he has been about it, the former Prime Minister, I should say. Meanwhile, the current Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has weighed into a debate that we spoke to Bob Catter about yesterday afternoon, and this is this election campaign ad that Mr. Catter has put out.
Yeah, look, the Prime Minister was asked about what he thinks that Bob Catter should do, and Malcolm Turnbull basically says that Bob Catter should get rid of the ad, and he should just apologise for posting the ad in the first place, and withdraw them from his websites and any other outlet that may be playing them. Essentially, Bob Catter is saying that the ad was recorded a fair time ago before the Orlando massacre occurred. What the ad essentially shows is Bob Catter shooting down two people, one wearing a ALP shirt and the other wearing an LNP shirt, and saying Australia for sale. The Prime Minister was very categoric in just simply saying Bob Catter should just withdraw the ads immediately.
Thank you for your time, Michael.
No problem.
Michael Packey, our federal political editor.